For the last 12 years, we've been working on personalized mRNA cancer vaccines. Over this time, we made an absolutely fascinating discovery, which is even if the mRNA is completely nonspecific to a patient's cancer, that mRNA could wake up the sleeping giant that is the immune system to fight cancer. We discovered this in mouse models, and a brilliant graduate student who was working with us, Adam Grippin, who's now at MD Anderson, asked a brilliant question, which is, if nonspecific mRNA vaccines can wake up the immune system against cancer, what happens to patients receiving the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine? What happens to those patients who are also receiving conventional immunotherapies? And the results were absolutely remarkable. Patients with some of the most aggressive forms of skin and lung cancer had a near doubling in survival outcome if they received these COVID-19 mRNA vaccines within 100 days of also receiving conventional immunotherapy.
This is one of the most exciting observations I have seen in my 20-year career as a cancer researcher. I think the confirmatory work in a prospective trial is of the utmost importance and urgency. The notion that we may be able to use a simple vaccine to awaken a patient's immune response to better fight their disease may totally change the way we think about treating cancer for the foreseeable future.
Now, through the One Florida Consortium, we're working to prove these results definitively in a phase 3 randomized control trial. And if proven to be true, this could revolutionize the field of cancer by allowing something like a universal cancer vaccine to be instantly available to patients around the globe to wake up their immune system and now keep it active with some of the conventional therapies available.